goes Jacob doing his old man shit, just sitting there with his phone breathing heavy.
Well, I'm trying to figure out. I didn't realize that we had so many.
Writing the Bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes.
Welcome back to the Writing the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk crap about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that, you may leave. Episode 9, baby.
That much closer to episode 10.
We're getting close, man. We're getting up there. We've been doing this for a while now.
I know.
Can we say we're experts yet?
No.
No, not yet.
Not even kinda.
We're still okay.
Like not even a little bit. Let me turn this fan off. It's cold in here. Talk to the people.
But I like to think we're getting better. Like, honestly.
I don't think we are. I don't think we are.
You don't think we're getting any better?
No. We're getting better, but we're sure as shit not experts.
No, definitely not. But I think we're getting better. We're gonna get there eventually.
Yeah.
So anyways, do you want to just hop into it?
I'll just hop into this shit. We got so much to talk about.
We do have a lot to talk about. A lot of NFL, a little bit of NBA,
a little bit of MLB. We're starting with NFL?
We're going to start with NFL. And we got a brand new segment this week.
Oh. Jacob never tells me what's going on before the episode.
I normally do the script, but I didn't this week. I'm always flabbergasted. So let's get into the NFL first. First things first, we were wrong about Xavier Worthy. It was nothing to do with his mother at all. So we're sorry that we were wrong about that. What ended up happening was he hired a private investigator to investigate his fiance. Found out that she was cheating.
Attaboy.
And then when he confronted her about it, she started scratching him and pulled out some of his hair. And then accused him of choking her. So she lied to the police about what actually happened, and the witnesses obviously told him what actually happened, so all the charges were dropped. So we're sorry, Xavier Worthy.
How long is she going to jail for?
I have no idea, man. But Caleb, you were the one that told us all the stuff about her mom, and we were just ripping him apart last week, so honestly, I blame you.
I was just reading what I said. I was just saying what I read online, motherfucker, okay?
Well, that was wrong. Can you apologize to the people? Can you apologize to Xavier Worthy himself?
I'm not going to apologize to Xavier Worthy because he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Can you apologize to the people for giving false information?
It wasn't false information until this second.
It was false information. Because look, when we recorded
the episode, he was beating the shit out of his mom. That was the theory.
If you can't trust the Writing the Bench podcast, then who can you trust?
Nobody.
Exactly. So can you please apologize to the people?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you. All right. Now let's get into some of the big contracts, trades, things going on in the NFL that aren't criminal. Well, this first part may be a little bit criminal. The 49ers are absolutely destroying their fans, man. Earlier this week, they released Kyle Juszczyk, which they have now re-signed him to a 2-year, $8 million contract. So he took a significant pay cut to come back to the Niners.
Yep.
Which is wild. So Kyle Juszczyk released and re-signed with the Niners. They trade Jordan Mason to the Vikings for a 2026 sixth-round draft pick and a 2025 trade swap.
That shit is crazy because Jordan Mason is a dog, dude.
He is a dog. It's a dumb move. Why are they getting rid of their roster? I mean, I'm happy Dre Greenlaw is a Bronco.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. People are so focused right now in free agency on the Denver Broncos saying, oh my god, the Denver Broncos won free agency, which they did. The Denver Broncos kicked ass this year in free agency. But everybody is acting like the Niners are so stupid and that they're letting them go. And these people obviously don't know ball. The Niners are not going to win a Super Bowl with the team that they have. They are not going to make playoffs with the team that they have. Their team is getting a little older. They must rebuild. Which is
They do,
exactly
but
what
I
they're doing.
think.
People are acting like a rebuild is like, oh my God, they're getting rid of their entire roster. Yeah, that's how a rebuild works.
But I think that Brock Purdy may be part of that problem. I don't know if Brock
No,
Purdy is a
not at
Super
all.
Bowl caliber quarterback.
He already showed he is.
Yeah, but I think not having film on him had a lot to do with that. Like, as you get more film on these guys, you start realizing what their tendencies are, and then they just don't become, they're better earlier in their careers because there's no film on them.
Brock Purdy
I
didn't do
just.
anything crazy extravagant that would have required film. He just played the game.
Yeah, but I don't know, man, because he proved last year that he's. I don't think he's that great. I
It was
don't
not
think
him.
he's.
That wasn't him. He
I
had
don't think
possibly
he's
the
good enough to
worst
win a
team
Super
around
Bowl.
him. He had such a bad roster around him. The O-line screwed him last year. His receivers were dropping balls. I think Brock Purdy actually put on a great effort last year. But here's the thing. Of course you're going to say that, because when something goes wrong with an offense, it's always going to be aimed at the quarterback. Always. When there's a million other positions on the field. Brock Purdy played his ass off last year and tried to make shit happen and made a lot of plays. But the team around him failed him. I think that Brock Purdy is 100% a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. He already showed that he's a Super Bowl caliber quarterback, and I think he can be with this rebuild.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to see in the future.
I think so too.
All right. And then one last piece of 49ers news. They sign Mac Jones to a 2-year, $7 million deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a backup quarterback.
It's a
That's,
good, yeah. But they got rid of Josh
once.
Dobbs. I like Josh Dobbs better than Mac Jones.
Yeah. Josh Dobbs is the rocket scientist, huh? The bald dude.
Yeah.
That's cool. This was a big piece of news. I was going to say this was the most shocking, but we got a few shocking deals in here. But the Rams released Cooper Kupp like we thought they were going to,
Yep.
and he has signed with the Seattle Seahawks on a 3-year, $45 million contract.
It's kind of badass, dude. Big ups for Coop staying in the division.
Yeah, man.
Staying in the division, baby. He's not leaving.
Yeah,
Sam
it's
Darnold to
kind of
Cooper Kupp.
like your girlfriend dating your enemy. Like, you break up with your girlfriend and she starts dating your enemy. I feel
Yeah.
like that's what the situation kind of is,
I
man.
agree.
But yeah, man. I mean, Cooper Kupp, I still think he's solid. I think they're crazy for letting him walk, unless they were just trying to create cap space. That's the only reason I could really think of it.
I think he's got a lot of, I don't know, I think he's got a lot of good football left in him. Who knows what the
I think
Rams'
so too.
motive was for that, but I think he's gonna ball out in the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think so too. But I don't think the Seahawks are going to be like contenders or anything, because
I don't either.
Sam Darnold and Cooper Kupp replacing Geno Smith and DK and Tyler Lockett. Like, I don't think that correlates at all. I don't think they're going to be contenders.
I think they'll have a good run, but I don't think they'll be contenders.
Yeah, I think they'll win like 8, 9 games.
Probably.
Moving on, the Bears have had quite an off season so far, man. They're putting the pieces together to try to become a competitive team.
They just got
So
Joe
far this,
Thuney, right?
yep, so far this off season, the Bears have added offensive guard Jonah Jackson, center Drew Dowman, offensive guard Joe Thuney, D tackle Grady Jarrett, and defensive lineman Deo O. Dingo? He played for the Cowboys last year.
Played for the Cowboys last year. How do you spell his name?
Deo Dayo D O D E Y I N G B O H O. I can't even read my own handwriting. But that's a lot of pickups, man. They're building up that O line, which we talked about last week. We said they needed. So I don't know, man. How do you think they'll do this year? I think they'll be pretty solid this year.
Here's the thing. You never know. I mean, with a team like the Bears, very, very unpredictable, man. They could do everything right and still find a way to screw it up. It's Chicago. It's the Chicago Bears. But I mean, I think that Caleb Williams has the talent. I think he made some key plays this year. I think he had a shit coach. That O-line was terrible. He had zero time. So I don't think it's necessarily going to be that they're going to be balling out, but I think it's definitely going to be a great development year for Caleb Williams to get his feet under him and so we can really see what he's made of. Because now he's got a little bit of a line. He's got a little bit of a line in front of him, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
I think the general consensus last year was that line, that O-line, and Matt Eberflus were the problems. They went out, they got Ben Johnson as their new head coach. Great pickup. They're going out, they're getting the weapons on the O-line. They're probably going to draft an O-lineman in the first round. They're taking the steps to make it happen. They have everything they need. Caleb Williams has the weapons, the offensive weapons, and his receivers and his running back. I mean, now they just need to put it all together and they'll compete.
I think so too.
So I think they'll be a fun team to watch this year. I think they have the potential to compete for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's very few teams, but then again, there's very few teams this year that had a little bit of a spark that I see making a deep run in the playoffs. Like, I think if the Bears put it together, I think they don't make a deep run in the playoffs.
You don't think
If
so?
no.
Okay.
Here's my hot take for the week. I don't think the Broncos make a deep playoff run next year. I think the Broncos are out in the
I don't
first.
know.
I think the Broncos are out in the first round, second round.
I don't know. I think it'll depend on whether or not Bo Nix has a sophomore slump. This is the big question mark in Denver right now is Bo Nix going to be as good as he was last year? And so
No.
that's what you don't think so?
I think it's gonna, I told
You
you,
think
I
he's
think it's
going
gonna
to
be a CJ Stroud, Jordan Love type thing, which is fine. They both made the playoffs.
Yep. But
But they lost.
I don't know. I obviously as a Broncos fan, I hope that Bo Nix can get back to that form that he was last year because man, he was insane. He would have won Rookie of the Year if Jaden Daniels wasn't a football player. I
Yeah.
mean,
Now the
like
Washington
he had
Commanders are a different story. I can see
you
them
think
making a deep playoff run.
Jaden Daniels proved this year that he has what it takes to make a deep playoff run. I mean, to the NFC Championship as a rookie? That's
Holy
insane.
shit. Right?
That's wild. That's crazy, man.
And the Washington Commanders are still one of the best team in the NFC.
So we'll see how the season plays out. It should be fun. It should be a fun season to watch. A few new teams competing. But anyways, moving on. This was big news last week with the Chargers releasing
Yes.
him. The
What?
Bills have signed Joey Bosa to a 1 year, $126 million contract. 126, $12.6 million contract. My
Yeah,
bad, I
damn.
read my notebook wrong. $12.6 million contract.
God, they're gonna win a Super Bowl.
I hope so, man. I like
They're
the Bills. I
gonna,
like Josh Allen.
oh, they're
I like
gonna
Joey
win it.
Bosa.
They're gonna win a Super Bowl, aren't they?
I hope so, man. And if they win a Super Bowl, that means the Chiefs aren't in the Super Bowl, so I'm a happy camper.
Yeah. You should be a happy camper
Dude.
right now. The Chiefs got their ass whooped.
I am a happy camper, man. It was fun seeing you suffer on the couch
Yeah, because I'm
while
losing
the
money
Chiefs
and
were
my
getting their
rivals are
ass kicked.
beating the shit out of the Kansas City Chiefs.
I don't know. I love that that Super Bowl.
I hate it.
A few more signings before we get to the big signings of the week. The Ravens signed DeAndre Hopkins to a 1 year, $6 million contract.
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, I think D Hop's on the tail end of his career.
Yeah, but
But
that's still scary, man. Think
yeah.
about that offense right now. You got Lamar Jackson under center with Derrick Henry in the backfield, and you got Zay Flowers and D Hop as your wide receivers.
No, that's a good little
That's a
lineup.
weapon of mass discretion, I think. Destruction.
Discretion? What the f what's discretion?
I just shut up. I think if Lamar doesn't, Lamar's known for choking in the playoffs now, but he's like the Kershaw of baseball or the
Yeah.
Kershaw of football. But I think, man, that team's gonna be dangerous.
I think so too. Every year they're going to be dangerous, but that doesn't mean shit.
The Raiders signed Raheem Mostert to a 1 year, $2.1 million contract.
Damn. That's jump change right there, baby.
The Chiefs signed Gardner Minshew to a 1 year contract, to a 1 year deal. The money into that
Yeah,
deal hasn't come out
I
yet,
mean,
but
Another guy staying in the division, but they don't need him, man.
No, it's another backup.
Because the thing is Patrick Mahomes gets hurt, he still plays. He still
Yep.
plays when he's hurt.
But what I'm hoping is Mahomes is finally on that backside of his career and he doesn't win any more Super Bowls
He's not.
because I don't like. Because it's a common fact on this show that I do not Patrick
Yeah.
Mahomes. Do not
Jacob doesn't
like
like
his wife or his brother.
Yeah, Jacob does not have a reason to not like Patrick Mahomes. It's oh, his wife and his brother. That's not Patrick Mahomes. Jacob doesn't have a reason to not like Patrick Mahomes,
I just.
aside from the fact that he's on the Kansas City Chiefs and that he's a Broncos fan and that they're better than them. That is the only reason that Jacob
I
does not
just
like
don't
Patrick
like Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes.
There's something about his face. He just looks like he has a punchable face, man.
Bo Nix has a
I don't know.
punchable face. I don't have a problem with the
Bo
guy.
Nix is gorgeous.
No, he's not.
Bo Nix is a gorgeous human being, dude.
Yeah, who had a great season and they got shit on in the playoffs.
The Steelers are signing Darius Slay to a 1-year, $10 million contract.
There you go.
Let me see. I had a few more pieces of news
Are
that I
you
didn't
not
have a
going to say
chance
the
to write
big
down.
one between the Steelers and the Chargers? You've been talking about the Chargers. You've been talking about the Steelers. Are you not going to talk about the big one?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Running back?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Holy shit. San Diego Chargers. The Los Angeles Chargers signed Najee Harris.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The
I,
Chargers
yeah,
signed
wow.
Najee Harris. So they now have Najee Harris. Oh shit, Joshua Palmer. Like they're ready. They're ready.
Dang, I didn't see that. That's crazy, man.
I think Cowboys just got one of
Now,
the Bills receivers too.
this was kind of the big news of the week. So, was it this morning? It was last night. Last night, the Bengals kept two of their biggest weapons that made them successful. They have now extended T. Higgins to a 4-year, $115 million contract.
Damn.
And after the franchise tag, and this is the one that we didn't know where he was going to end up, but Ja'Marr Chase re-signs with the Cincinnati Bengals on a 4-year, $161 million contract, making him the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL at $40.3 million a year.
I thought, I'm going to be totally honest with you, I thought that bitch was going to the Raiders.
I thought he was going to go to the Niners. But I don't know, man. I'm happy he stayed there because, like, Burrow was his college quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, I think overall, I'm happy he stayed there.
I
But
don't
can
think
we talk about
I
how
don't
that.
think the Niners would have picked him up either way because he is a little bit older, so I don't think the Niners are going to pick him up in the middle of a rebuild.
That 2019 LSU team is
Woo!
cashing out right now, bro. You got Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, and Darius Slay all cashing out right now, dude.
Oh yeah.
Crazy, man.
We, me and
Crazy.
Matt were
That team
talking.
was insane.
Me and Matt were talking about best college or not best college, just best sports trios of all time. I said, I got you right now. Brady, Gronk, and Edelman. Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman. And Joe Shiesty, Justin Jefferson, and Ja'Marr Chase, dude. That's my pick.
And Curry, Klay, and Draymond. Or you could do Curry, Klay, and KD.
Oh, you're
If you want to
right.
go there.
God, you're right.
If you want to go there.
Yeah.
Let's switch it up. Best fours of all time.
Best
Curry,
fours?
Klay, Draymond, KD.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Curry, Klay, Draymond, KD.
Okay. Tom
Which kind
Brady,
of
Gronk,
transition.
Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola.
Yeah. I
Oh, I
mean.
got one right now. Ready? Ready? Troy Aikman. Emmitt Smith. Michael Irvin. Was Primetime on the team yet?
I don't know.
Yeah, Primetime.
Was before I was born.
Primetime.
Yeah, anyways, so would you completely ruin my flow
I
because
don't
we were
give a
talking about
shit.
bat we were talking
Continue.
about basketball and then it was going to lead us right into our basketball talk
But
and
we
then you
have,
brought
do we
back up
have more
football
football
again.
talk?
No, that's it.
Then go.
But now we're moving into basketball.
Basketball.
So basketball, we only have one piece of news this week, but a big congratulations to Stephen Curry. He has now hit 4,000 regular season three-point shots.
Holy shit.
Completely changed the game, man.
That's a dog right there.
That is a dog right there. And this happened in the same week that he has accepted a role at his alma mater, Davidson College, as an assistant general manager.
Steph ain't human.
Dude, what a
He's
week,
not
man.
Real.
What a week. Dude,
what a week.
Steph, absolute legend, man. He should be up there in the greatest of all time talks. As crazy as that
He
sounds,
already is.
He needs to be in that conversation more.
What do you mean? Oh, like greatest of all time overall.
Yeah, like it's obviously Jordan number one.
Yeah.
But at what point do we put him over LeBron?
Who?
When you think about it, Curry. Because when you think about it, head to head.
Yeah, but we're also
Think
looking
about
at
it.
we're looking at careers, brother. If you put prime,
he's beat him in the finals three times.
If you put prime LeBron, I don't know who's taking that, man. I think you can put them close, but I think LeBron is better.
I don't know, but it's interesting. I saw a theory this week. Have you ever realized that when the Lakers don't have anything to play for, or they've already secured a playoff spot, LeBron gets these little injuries that put him out for a couple weeks before the playoffs? Yeah, dude, it's like a pattern that when there's not too much on the line in the games, LeBron will get these little injuries all of a sudden and sit out for a couple weeks before the playoffs.
Oh, you think it's a little way to train a little harder? You think it's a little?
I think it's him trying to get rest because
Think it's a little cheat code?
because he can't keep up with the full 82 game season and the playoffs.
Yeah, he's a little old.
I don't know. It's something to look into. But now getting into my favorite stuff, man.
But hold on, wait, before you go. I love Steph Curry, but he's just not. There's a reason LeBron is, in many people's eyes, either the greatest or the second greatest. There's a reason.
I think people saying he's the greatest is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Jordan's obviously the best player of all time. Look at the accolades. Look at the trophies they've won. MVPs.
How many finals has
All
LeBron
NBAs.
lost? How many finals has LeBron lost?
Four, I believe.
How many finals has Jordan lost?
Zero.
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 And how many does he have? Six?
Six, yeah.
Holy shit.
Crazy, man. And you also have to start thinking about ring chasing, man.
I'm pretty sure
Jordan,
they won. I'm pretty sure they won six in like 8 years.
But Jordan won that many with the team who drafted him.
True.
LeBron, not the case. Not the case, man.
True. And they built that team. I mean, Jordan came in and just completely changed Chicago. I just
yep.
rewatched The Last Dance, so I could talk about this for hours. Like, they drafted him, and then they built this freaking legendary team. You have Michael Jordan, Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, Steve Kerr. Oh my God.
But also, Scottie Pippen, Steve Kerr, Dennis Rodman was already who he was. But Scottie Pippen and Steve Kerr wouldn't be Scottie Pippen and Steve Kerr without Michael Jordan.
But also, Michael Jordan wouldn't be who he is without Scottie Pippen and Steve Kerr. That's something that people fail to realize, is that when you speak Michael Jordan, you should speak Scottie Pippen too. Because without
yes.
Scottie Pippen, you do not have Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time.
Yes, but at what point do you consider how good you make people around you? So, like, Steph Curry made Iguodala who Iguodala is. Steph
Yeah.
Curry, like, he's made all these people who they are. Steph Curry and Michael Jordan both made players around them better. LeBron has to have players brought in around him.
I agree.
Think about all the all-stars that LeBron's played with. He's played with Kyrie, that super team in Miami
That's
with
just what he
Dwayne Wade,
does.
Chris Bosh, Ray Allen.
That's what he does. Eli, you're live on the podcast. What do you have to say?
YOLO.
All right, bro. I'll go right back. But yes, they
But
make everybody around
yeah,
them
man.
better.
Yes.
Big ups, Jordan. Legend.
Which is why Curry is better than KD, in my opinion.
Exactly. I agree.
Moving on to our MLB stuff because we went a little low on time. This week, the season starts, man. The season starts tomorrow, the regular season
Dead
with the
ass?
Japan series. Yeah, well, tomorrow it'll be the day that this podcast comes out, the 18th. The Japan series, which is the first regular season games of the year, start tomorrow between the Cubs and the Dodgers, man. I'm excited. I'm excited for baseball. I know I say it every freaking week, man, but baseball is back. Let's go.
Oh my God. Wait, we
Yep,
play a
it starts
spring training game.
spring training. The only two teams that play regular season games are the Cubs and the Dodgers who are playing in the Japan
Oh
series.
shit.
Yeah, man. But I'm excited, dude.
Our first series is against the Braves.
But in this Japan series, Mookie Betts is out due to an illness.
Thank God.
He's been scratched.
He's in what?
But people are concerned for him, man. He's lost 15 pounds since he's been sick.
Why did he stub his pinky? Did he stub his pinky toe?
So people are concerned, man, that he's not going to be able to be the player because he's 32 and getting older. Like, he's not getting any younger. So people are a little concerned, but he's out for this series. Another big injury, a
Mookie, I hate
big.
you. I hate you, Mookie, but like if you retire right now, I'll take my hat off to you.
Another big hit to the defending AL champions. Gerrit Cole will undergo Tommy John surgery and miss the 2025 season.
Oh, you hate to see it.
That's rough. That's rough. Trevor Bauer, man. He's looking for a team. He's looking for a team, and the Yankees need the help, man. I want the Giants to go get Trevor Bauer. The dude was found innocent. Like, go out and get him, man. Give him a chance.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, man. Gerrit Cole, that's a big hit to the Yankees as their ace, obviously. I mean, that's tough. That's tough. But now, Caleb, are you ready for a brand new segment?
No.
A brand new weekly segment brought to us by you guys, the fans of the podcast. We have a brand new segment this week
I think we should
that
call
we
them
like to
listeners. I don't know if they're fans.
listeners of the
I don't think they
podcast.
like us that much to be fans.
That's a good point. But
See, I screwed up his rhythm. I love seeing him trying to regather himself.
oh, well, we got a lot more suggestions. But this segment we like to call Hot Takes.
Hot
So
takes.
we posted a poll on our Instagram, and you guys gave us your best hot takes, your best hot sports takes that you think not a lot of people would agree with. But yeah, man, and we're gonna discuss them here. We're gonna give you a shout out.
Let's see what we got, baby. Oh, here goes Jacob doing his old man shit, just sitting there at his phone, breathing heavy.
Well, I'm trying to figure out. I didn't realize that we had so many. But yeah, I'll just go with our original ones. The first one comes in from Ezra Beavers on Instagram. He says, which the Broncos now have a top three defense in the league.
That's
And
not a
yes,
hot take.
I don't think that's a hot take either, man. I don't think that's a hot take at all. Because I think they were number two last year. And with these additions this year, they're number one, baby.
I
My
think
Broncos.
the Broncos were the third best defense in the league last year. I think they were already top three.
Who was above them besides the Steelers?
Chargers.
Okay.
Chargers defense was better
Just
than the
because of the
Broncos
head?
defense.
Just because of the head-to-head?
Yeah,
Okay, yeah.
absolutely. And like
I'll
everybody
give you
was
that.
like, "Oh, well, look at the numbers." Stop. Get off your screen and go watch a football game. You know
I
what I
can
mean?
give you that. But this year, will you admit that the Broncos have the best defense?
On paper.
Exactly. We'll see how they perform. But on paper, man, that Broncos defense is terrifying, dude. I am so excited for this season.
Yeah, I think they'll be great.
Yeah, so I don't think that's too much of a hot take. But I did like that suggestion.
Hot take from Abigail, Jacob is hot. That is a
Yeah,
hot take. Not a
that
lot of
is a hot
people think
take.
that.
She's laying right here. Oh, she might be asleep.
Not a lot of people think that. I mean, that is a hot take.
Yes. See, that's why I love my girlfriend, because she'll just remind me that I'm awesome on the Instagram polls all the time. Anyways, we have one more hot take for this week.
Coach
This one was not
Riddle?
on. No, we're not doing that one. We'll do that
What?
one. We're gonna do that one next week. Because I want to do that one when my dad's on the show, because my dad has a good one. But this suggestion actually comes in from my dad. He put a sticky note on my phone when I woke up this morning. This hot take, not on Instagram because my dad doesn't have social media, but his hot take: three NL West teams will make the postseason, and the Mets will not make the postseason. He thinks that they don't have enough pitching.
I could see that.
I
Damn.
could see that too, man. Because when
Damn,
you think about it,
Timmy.
the Dodgers are going to make the postseason. The Padres always are good, man. I think the Padres are lacking some pitching, but I still think they're good enough to make the postseason. And the Diamondbacks, man. The Diamondbacks are always solid. They picked up Corbin Burns. Like, they replaced Walker with Josh Naylor. Like, I think three NL West teams could most definitely make it. And I could also see the Mets not making it, man. We've said it before. I'll say it again.
The
The
Mets are gonna
Mets are going
met.
to Met.
The Mets
The
are
Mets
gonna
are going to
met.
Met. Their pitching is weak, man. Who do they have? They have Edwin Diaz in the bullpen. But really, their pitching is weak, man.
Yeah.
Is this. I don't know. I don't know. I could most definitely see them not making the postseason. So I think that's a great hot
It's a
take,
great
Padre.
hot take. Hey, good job. Hey, good take, Timmy. All right, we gotta do star
But
bench
he'll
cut.
be.
I gotta shit so bad.
Oh wow. Okay. So now we'll move on to our other weekly segment, Start Bench Cut. For those of you new listeners, Start Bench Cut is a weekly segment on our show where I will give you three players. You have to start one, bench one, and cut one. This week, our start bench cut is baseball players in honor of the season starting this week. So our start bench cut is Aaron Judge, Ronald Acuna Jr., and Bryce Harper.
You go first.
I'm going to start off. I'm going to start Ronald Acuna Jr., which that may be a
What?
hot take for the week. That may be a hot
What?
take for the week. But dude, he's injury prone, but when he's healthy, he is so good, man. That 40-40 season, what was it, 2 years ago? I think it was 40-40. Like, he's so good. His defense is incredible. I have to start Acuna, man. I just hope that he can stay healthy because he's so damn good when he's healthy. This is also going to be controversial. I'm going to bench Bryce Harper and I'm going to cut Aaron Judge. Because
I was actually very similar to you. Except I'm doing the same thing as you, except I'm starting Bryce Harper.
Okay, because Bryce Harper can get it done in the postseason too. Bryce Harper has proven he can do it for a bunch of years. Judge, he's great in the regular season. He can hit home runs, yeah, this, that, or whatever. But at the end of the day, he choked last year, man. He did
Hard.
absolutely
Hard. He
nothing in
chokes
that
so
postseason.
hard.
It was ridiculous, man. He was supposed to be a leader on that team. He's the captain. And he did not do anything last season, man.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing as you, except I'm gonna start Bryce Harper. Big ups, Bryce Harper. I think it's crazy that you freaking benched him. I think it's psychotic.
But that's just because Acuna's so freaking good, man. Acuna's
Yeah, but
so
he's
good.
injury prone.
And I was right last week. We did make history last week. I went back and we listened to the episode. It was the first time that one of our starters was the other person's cut. So I started. Oh no, you started. What was it? I don't remember. Oh, I started Justin Jefferson and you cut him.
I did
That
cut
was the
him.
history last week.
I did
Yeah.
cut Justin
So that
Jefferson.
was the history, and you told me it wasn't history. I was like, I knew it was something. But yeah, man. So we're gonna start Judge, or no, not start Judge. What the heck? We're both
No.
cutting Judge. I'm gonna start Acuna, bench Harper. You're gonna start Harper, bench Acuna.
Yes.
Okay, I'm excited for Acuna's comeback this season, man. I think he's a great player. I'm hoping he can stay
I
healthy
hope
because
he
when he's
can make
healthy,
I
he's
hope
fun
he makes me look stupid.
to watch.
Hope he
Yeah,
makes
man.
me look stupid
Yeah,
for benching
because
him.
I like the Braves too. I don't have any problems with the Braves. I think they're a solid team.
Me neither.
So, anyways, that's all I have for this week. You have anything, Caleb?
I don't think I have anything else. You guys can't see it, but I'm standing up. I have to shit so bad.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Right of the Bench podcast. You can go to rss.com and donate to the show. Help us expand the show, get more mics, because we've got so much to.
RSS.com/writing-the-bench.
Yes, sir. Go follow us on Instagram at Riding the Bench Pod. We post updates on there. You'll be able to send in your hot takes on our Instagram every week. Give us suggestions. Give us things you want to talk about. Send us
also,
a DM.
I was looking at our charts and everything like that. Hey, shouts out for all of you that are listening from Dallas, Texas. Go Cowboys!
Dang, we have people from Dallas? That's crazy.
We have people in like Italy, I think.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
We're just, you know, Riding the Bench is a global.
It is. It's a global phenomenon.
Yep.
Yeah, all right, hurry up, end the episode.
As a reminder, my name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
This has been the Riding the Bench podcast. Stay benched, boys.